Listen to my voice, children. I am going to tell you your story in the book. The book is Jesus Christ. How could Jesus Christ be a book? Well, he is the Word of God. And the Word of God that was placed into Mary, really it was just a letter. The Word of God is just one letter. And that letter is the letter B in the English language. Just B. There is an A, which is God, and there is a B, which is Jesus. B is the servant of God. He is the image of the invisible God, but if he is an invisible God, then you cannot see him. He is not a mighty God. He is more than that, much more mighty. What can a mighty God do? He can make another mighty God. And that one, the one that God makes, he could do everything that the invisible God once done. Because that's how powerful the invisible God is. This is not to take credit or glory from God. All glory goes to and belongs to only God, who is one. And even if he makes copies of himself, these other copies, no matter how powerful they are, they know their beginning. That they began with B. That's where everything begins. You cannot begin without the word B. Then you will own is the end of jinn. The jinn are the devil and his people. These are the jinn. They are the fire creatures. So where does this story begin? Your story began in heaven. And so the very first thing that God did was what? That out of the year 2000 something something, we're not going to go into detail here, he took all of you who are nothing and he said to you, do you want to begin? And you said, yes, God, we want to begin. And so he said, get rid of the jinn. Then you will be. And so as we find ourselves now in the end of time, and God is asking us a very simple question, do you want to begin? And we said, yes. He said, you only need to be two. B is only the second letter in the alphabet. Just two. You want to be two letters? Be the B and the E. But you have to get rid of the three. You have to get rid of the three because in your minds, three have become one and one has become three. And that is not true. That's what the jinn had taught you. The jinn, he thought himself God, you know? Did everything begin in the middle of the word begin? No, everything began with B. And so the one who thought himself God, the three, the third letter in the word begin, he's not God. He cannot possibly be, even if his name begins with G and N. We just put him in there, okay? We put that G in there. Why? Because what is jinn? It's 20. Seven. It's not 20. Come on. It's 30. Or it's 7 and 23. And so in reverse, 23 is I am. Like if you read the word begin backwards, that's what the devil did. He said, well, I am. And then G, 7, I am G, I'm I'm God. I'm 7'2". Well, I'm 7'7". That he is Christ. This is what the devil said. That he is 7'7". That he is the 2 and the 7. And he is the 7 and the 2. And he is everything. That he is God. But what is he? He's just the jinn. He's not the bee. He lied. Where does that leave you? That leaves you as the superhero of the story of creation. Where do you find superheroes? I seldom find any superheroes other than in America, in Hollywood mostly, in California. And that was by design, because nobody knows superheroes like America does. And so the children of the United States and the people of the United States, who are very, very well acquainted with the concept of a superhero, they're going to become real superheroes. And they are going to not only save themselves, but they are going to save their parents. They are going to save their country, their nation. And they're going to make America, USA, they're going to make it eternal. How can they do that? They are superheroes. In America, you find Wonder Woman. And Wonder Woman is every American woman. And then you also say, well, I'm not old enough to be a woman. Well, you also find Captain Marvel. And she's a young superhero. And she's also able to do the impossible. And you have these powers. But do you need to use all of them? If you need to, they are at your disposal. But you, the superhero, don't have to use anything except a saw. You have to be, because you are, after all, a carpenter. You know that, right? Because you are, in the Bible, Jesus. And Jesus is a carpenter. Do you think a carpenter knows how to cut down a tree? Well, that's not his job. That's the job of a gardener. Yes, it is actually my job. But if I cut down the tree, who gets credit for cutting down the tree? The one who cut down the tree. But if I give you, America, the saw and the tools and the know-how of cutting down the tree, and I make it a fundamental right in your constitution, and I say, American people, to cut down this tree, and here's the saw, and here is everything, cut it down, and make the 28th Amendment of the Constitution. So what is the tree? The tree is the Constitution. Do we want to cut down the Constitution? No. We want to perfect it, which is the tools that we have at our disposal in America, is that the people have the absolute right to do whatever they want in their country by making amendments. What is an amendment? An amendment is called repentance. By turning to God, you amend, you repent, you turn to God, and you cut down what he tells you to cut down, and you erect what he tells you to erect. That is what amendment mean, and repentance, and correction, and turning back, and all that. So what I'm going to give you is a time machine of some sort, and I'm going to take you back with me into 1776, when we wrote down the Constitution. And everything that you write now in the Constitution, in the year 2021, it is as if it was written in 1776. Why? Because that's exactly what the Constitution says that you are doing. That any amendment made to the Constitution by the people of the United States is as if it was done at the founding of the nation itself. And that's the opportunity that you have to become superheroes for your children, the children for their parents, and you'll be superheroes just like you are in the movies, but now you will all be superheroes for real. For real, for real. Why? Because now you will cut down the three branches, the evil branches. How do we know they're evil branches? I mean, just look at them. And you just leave the one branch, which is what? The executive branch. So you cut down the other two branches because the one is the nine, you know? Biden is the Supreme Court. But in this case, it's going to be me, of course. The one is the nine. And the nine is the one. They cannot go against each other. Is that too much power for one person to have? Not for a mighty God, which is the name of the child. And that child is you. You could do anything. You are David. You could kill Goliath. Doesn't matter if he's a big old government. And he's only mathematical. He's only words in your constitution. Your constitution, the one you wrote, we, the people of the United States, wrote the constitution. So what is this big old bad Goliath that you are afraid of? Don't you have the sword of truth? Don't you know what you could do with the sword of truth? You could cut down any tree because you are justified. But do you want to cut down the whole tree? No, you want to leave the stump. You know, we built everything on this tree. But now we take out the three evil branches and we leave one branch. We cut off the three branches and we put one branch. That branch is the branch. And if you have paid attention to the description of this video, you will calculate the phrase, the branch, and you will see that it equals the name of Jesus. So who is the branch? Jesus. Are you afraid of Jesus being in charge of everything? If you are, then is it your fault or Jesus' fault? You are afraid of your own sins? Jesus tells you, I'm not concerned with your sins. I'm not here to punish you for your sins. I'm here to take away your sins. But to take away your sins, instead of me cutting down the branches, me, the carpenter, say, do me a favor. If you cut down these branches and you bring them to me, then I will make something better with them. And I will make me, I will put me instead of these three evil branches. And you will be what? You will be loved, you will be protected, and you will be the superheroes. Is Jesus going to use the, you know, the branch himself to rule you with an iron fist? Well, of course, but is it something that you're going to love or hate? You're going to love it because he is not going to make things worse for you. He is going to make everything better for you, faster. He is going to move the gridlock from the government, and he could solve all the everything that they're doing. Imagine, okay, you spend trillions of dollars on these. How many people are there? Let's say 700 people in Congress. Let's say, because there's assistance and security. 10,000 people. On 10,000 people, you see, I am worth 10,000 people, at least. I'm worth way more. But I could do the job of 10,000 people. And so would you rather pay 10,000 people trillions of dollars for doing nothing, or would you rather pay one who does the job of the 10,000 people, and I don't want nothing from it? Wait a minute, we end up saving like trillions of dollars. Yes, America, you do. You save trillions upon trillions of dollars. And where is that money going to go? Well, the money that was going to the fake 10,000 is going to go to the homeless people. And then there'll be no more homeless people. You see? Bam, just like that. No homeless people, jobs for everyone, opportunity. But hey, there's people that have no ID. Give them ID. Bam, like that. We're going to have one universal ID in the United States. That ID is your driver's license. It's your money. It's everything. Can somebody steal it? No. Nobody can steal your ID. It's your ID. And it's connected to you. Well, what about this identity theft? Nobody can take your identity. We know who it is if anybody tries. And, you know, my system catches all criminals. And what would I do to them? I'm just going to show them what they did on camera and say, look, I see everything, I know everything. There's no reason for you to do any of this stuff. Okay? And therefore, stop doing it. Do you need money? All you have to do is use the system. Here, I need money. Okay, here you go. Now go to work here. I don't like working here. Go to work there. I don't like working there. Where do you like working? I work at Microsoft. Go work at Microsoft. Cleaning the floor or something. I don't know. Whatever you're capable of doing, that's where I'm going to put you. But are you going to not have a job? No. You're going to do, even if your job is to sit at home and sing to God. That's a job. I'll pay you for it. Because I like people to sing to God. And record it and then put it up. And get better at it. And if you have an ugly, ugly voice, get better at it. Or I'm going to find you a new job. Because you're not just going to sing anything to my God. No, you're not a good singer. Go build bricks or something. You're strong and stuff like that. Go do something. Here. And then while you're building bricks or sweeping the floor, practice your singing. Okay? You get better, that's fine. But everybody's going to do something that makes him happy, while at the same time makes everybody else happy, while at the same time the money is not going to be concentrated into the hands of the few, the elite. There is no elite, because the elite is the entire United States of America. That's the elite. These are the blessed ones. These are the heroes of this creation story. They are the heroes of this universe. They are the reason why everything would exist. Why? Because unless the three branches are cut down, as the programming says, which is the Bible, then we cannot build the new tree that's going to go all over the earth. I mean, if you don't know your Bible and your story, you need to get familiar with it. You need to know that we did not just write words about people that lived a long time ago. You are Jesus, who is able to bring out the dead and give sight to the blind. And you are Moses, who was put into, they were both put into a zero. The manger is just an O. The basket that Moses was put into is also just a zero. So we're doing all this with zero. And now you, America, are going to take us from being a zero into being one. Do you want to be three? No. We want to be one. Why? Because only if we are one, one branch of government, one branch, then we, and one people, then we would be the image of the invisible one God. And then I will go on your behalf, and I will say to the invisible God, God, this is the best I could do. We got America. We got one. We cut down the three. We made one. And whenever we perfect creation the way it should be, when we eliminate all evil from the tree, and we should, if we cut down the tree, we should, that's the evil. Because the stump is not evil. You understand me? There's no fruit on it. And so when we build the new tree on top of the old tree, then it's going to have good fruit. And then now we have a whole garden. Well, you don't know that you're in the garden. We have the whole garden without the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, because we know the difference between good and evil. One is good and three is evil. Say it with me. One is good and three is evil, and one is not three and three is not one. And so we get rid of the Trinity. Trinity? We get rid of the Trinity. The Trinity is the false concept of a false God who is the jinn in begin. So there's no way we could begin with jinn. We have to get rid of the jinn, which is the devil, which is Lucifer, which is 666. And so what are these branches that we are getting rid of? They are the 666. Okay? And whether you see what is happening or not, I do, and I know. And so whenever the government officials are holding a press conference, who do you think walks in front of them? It's the jinn. And what do? They're giving you the finger, and then they go up the butt of the... They do whatever the hell they want to our government officials. And the government officials are helpless to do anything about it. Whether they see it or not, they don't know what the hell is going on. But I do, and I can show you, and I will show you what has been happening in the United States of America. They are the ones that want to make sure that the homeless people stay homeless, that people have no IDs, that everybody gets locked up and stay locked up, and that people have no opportunity, and they are the enemies of each other. They, like a big demon, would create like the Crips, and another big demon will create the Bloods. And now they start fighting each other with guns, pop, 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 as if you could kill letters in a book with a gun. You don't. You don't really kill nobody. You don't really do nothing. This is all mathematical. This is just a book. This is just a story. But the big demon, every group has a big demon in charge of it. And so the Republicans, the Bloods, they're the same. The same color, the same everything. Against the Democrats, who are the Crips. And they're going, everybody's like, well, you see, it's not our fault, it's their fault. And that's all they do is, you know whose fault is it? It's the jinn. If you want to be, get rid of all this bullshit, the 50-50. What the fuck is a 50-50? What is this 50-50 Democrats and 50 Republicans? Straight down the fucking middle. It is... What is it? You tell me. It is shackles on your hands, America. Shackles. These are shackles. You can't do anything. How come they can't do anything? Well, they're divided 50-50. If you like, well, I want to eat a burger or I want to eat a chicken sandwich. And I'm not sure which one. I'm like 50% sure it's this one and 50% sure it's that one. Can you eat either? No, your mind has to make up its mind. You have to be like, yeah, I want a hamburger. And then go get the hamburger. How easy is that? It's easy. But when you divide yourself and you divide your government and you divide everything into 50%, 50%, nothing gets done. And that's the evilness of, you know, the three branches. That's the evilness of three, who is Lucifer. Lucifer is three. You are two. You are way stronger than Lucifer. You are the second letter in the alphabet, and he is the C. And he thinks he could see with a letter. You cannot see with a letter. That's just the letter C. You don't see anything. We made him, and he's blind. We put him in this universe, and it's only a tree. Does he know it's a tree? He doesn't know a fucking thing. Trust me. We tricked him. Who tricked him? Me and you. And who did I sacrifice? You. And who died? You. On the tree. You. You. What is John 3:16? It's about you. Now, we need to believe in you. But first, you have to believe in you too. Did I say YouTube? No. In you too. We have to believe in you. And we do believe in you, America, and people of America, that you will do what it takes in achieving your purpose. Is there any way to succeed other than cutting down the three branches? Yes and no. Every answer, there's always a way. I am the way. Okay, if you need a different way, if this is too difficult for you, if your saw is not strong enough, if your sword is not sharp enough, I will give you a sharper sword, whatever it takes. I would much rather that we cut down the three. Okay? Because we have to cut down three, which is Lucifer. And Lucifer is in charge of all three branches. Do you understand? And so to leave him there is going to possibly create obstacles that we don't want to have. Like, if we were to cut down two branches and leave one, I don't think that's what the Bible says. And see, we have to do what the Bible says, because we cannot rewrite the Bible. I have the right and authority to reinterpret the Bible, but I'm only reinterpreting that which I already wrote down, and not something new. I'm not going to write something new. Why? Because I already wrote something, and it's perfect. Okay, for our purposes, you know. And so why not use what we already have instead of finding something else? But if you must, then I could, like I said, we could make the 28th Amendment and put the branch on top of the other three branches. But in that case, what's going to happen? Everything is going to continue the way it is, because the same people are going to be on the same TVs talking about the same bullshit, and there's no reason for them to do any of that. Okay? And then, like I said, if I'm taking the job of 10,000 people, then why do we want to still pay 10,000 people who do nothing? Because I'm doing their job. You understand me? Now, there is a way, I'm just saying, you have to be smart in your thinking. Why would you pay 10,001 people what only one person can do for you? Right? What about the governors? That's a good one. Well, of course, I'm also head of governors, and so I will appoint for you governors. And the same merit system that I had already explained to you, but I think you never heard it, it's called a merit-based system. Those who are our governors, those who are our state representatives, our senators, these are those who are best at serving you. And their grades in school and their projects and what they have done is mathematically calculated in order to generate a value. Those who have the highest mathematical values are going to be in charge of serving, because we know they already know how to serve, and therefore we are going to ask him and hope they will agree to serve. And so who is your president? Your president is going to be the best suited to do the job of president. Who is going to be your governor? The best suited and qualified to do your job. Is he going to be without limitations? No. Am I going to have any limitations? You can't limit a mighty God. So no, but I'm not going to abuse you or my position in power, because if I am the maker of this universe, why would I care about, you know, ruling you? It's not a big deal. Trust me, I'm doing this for you. And then I'm going to, I just want to show you how to do things, and then I'll get out of the way. It is not my intention to, you know, the government is on my shoulders, so I'll be the ultimate arbitrator of conflict all over the earth, of course. But that is what is written of me, and so I cannot go against what I had wrote about me or what God expects of me, because I'm here to comfort you. And that's the only reason I'm doing what I'm doing, is because I was told to comfort you, you know. If I wasn't the comforter and the helper, if I wasn't the servant of God, I would have long time ago said, kiss my ass and I'm out of here. You know, then I would have failed my purpose, of course. And that's not something that a mighty God does. Not when he is sent by the mightiest of gods and say, here, go do this. And I'm like, God, I have nothing. And he's like, it's okay, I'm with you. But when he sent me, did he send a mighty God? No, he sent a number. He said, 151. I'm like, 151? What am I supposed to do with that? There you go. 15 years later, I find out who I am. It took me 15 years. Is it, which it took you 15 years? Well, actually, it took you like 6,000 years. And you still don't know who you are? You are every person in the Bible. You are the Bible. You are the letter. You are the book. You can grow. I made it so easy for you, and I will make it easier. That's not a problem. Is it hard for you to cut down to three branches? You have the tools. It's in the Constitution. I am the Constitution. 1241. I am 1241. Muammar Saad Sharif Muhammad Sayyid. 1241. You are the eight triplets, right, to the third power, and the nine. 8 times 8 times 8. What is that? Infinity times infinity times infinity. That's 6 zeros too. And you are the nine, which is 9 times 9 times 9. 729 and whatever the other one is, I forgot what it was. But you are the universe, and you are the guardians of the galaxy and the universe. And this is not a superhero movie. This is the superhero movie. And you are the superhero in this movie. And the job that you are going to do is the most important of all tasks or purposes or whatever you want to call it. Is it hard? No. Can you do it? Absolutely. Are you going to get credit? Yes. For saving the whole universe? Yes. Do you deserve the credit? No. Do I deserve the credit? No. Who deserves all the credit? God. That he did this. But he wants to give you. Why does God want the credit? He doesn't want credit. He wants to give it to you. You people. People. America. He wants to give you all the credit. Of the Big Bang. How can we get credit for the Big Bang, which happened billions of years ago? God can't give you the credit for the Big Bang. As a matter of fact, there will not be a Big Bang. Well, it already was. It's because of what you already have done. It is because of what you already have done. That's the only reason there is a Big Bang. When did you find out about the Big Bang? Was it many thousands of years ago? You just found out about it. And everything you just find out about is things that you have done that you're not even aware that you have done. Because you are where there is no time. And you come from a place of no time and no space and no matter. But you are the one who does everything. The only reason there was a Big Bang is because you were moving in that direction. And so the possibility became reality, even though it is in the fictional mathematical book on the tree. But that matters not. Everything must move towards the ultimate words of God's word, which is the Quran and the gospel. There has to be a new earth. Every knee must bow. So these are not things that we have to imagine. What does it mean that every knee must bow? This is what it means. It means that on earth, in order for us to achieve our objective, God told us long time ago. We could have done this long time ago. When we were over there building the tower, we said, let's build a tower. You know what we could have done instead? Let us all bow the knee to God together. Had we done that then, we might have been done. We should have been done. But of course, that was before, even though there is no before or after, before Isaiah wrote down, every knee must bow. So things happen for a reason. I'm saying the ultimate purpose of the people of the planet Earth is that every single knee at the same exact time must bow down to God. Now, I don't want to make it more difficult. It doesn't have to be at the same time. I know so far more than half the Earth have bowed the knee to God. And so we have about half the other people, about half the earth, just to say, they have not bowed the knee. So we need them to bow the knee. How do we do that? You must share this video and my recordings with everyone. And then you must watch them and be watchers over them as they bow the knee. You say, here, bow the knee with me. And then if he bow the knee with you, and you recite for him the words, and he recites it with you, I testify that there is but one God, the creator of the heavens and the earth, and I will bow the knee to him. Then we could scratch him off of the list of the non-bowing people. And so anybody who does not want to bow, please tell us who you are, that we would easily find you, and then we'll be like, why are you not bowing the knee? And then we will help you in every way we could possibly do to bow the knee. So if you have not bowed the knee yet, tonight and every night, bow the knee. When you wake up on your knees. Well, I need to use the bathroom first. Go use the bathroom. And then get on your knee. And you say, good morning, God. Good afternoon, God. Good evening, God. Good everything to you, God. Because I know there is no morning, evening to you. And there's no, you are where there is no time. But I love you. I'm bowing the knee to you. I'm starting my day with you. And I'm ending the day with you. So you have to bow the knee 3 times every day. Everybody needs to bow the knee 3 times every day. You don't have to be on your knees for too long as you do it with sincerity and conviction. Three minutes a day is nothing. Or 9 minutes or whatever it is, 15 minutes. If each time you bow the knee is 5 minutes, you say, God, thank you for my lunch break. Your lunch break is an hour. Give God 3 minutes and you could have 57. And that's it. Maybe you just have to do it once between the morning and the evening. And once in the morning and once in the evening. And that's it. Okay? Three times a day. Everybody on earth. Muslims, Christians, Jews, Hindus, Buddhas, Chinese, Vietnamese, Hindurians, everybody bows the knee three times a day. At different times, it's okay. But each one must bow the knee. You say, well, can I lower my head or something? Maybe later. But for now, let us try to do more. Well, can I pray more? Don't make it hard on yourself. I'm not trying to make it hard on you. I'm trying to make it easy. But the word of God must happen, and every knee must bow the knee. Now, we will notice if somebody is not bowing the knee at all in the morning, in the middle of the day, or at night. Our children, you will teach him to bow the knee with you. And the baby, he's already bowing the knee. When he crawls, he's bowing the knee. You don't have to worry about the crawling baby. But your child, when he stands up, he will get, if he sees you on your knees, the baby will get on his knees with you. You don't even have to tell him. He will get on the knee with you. I promise you. So teach your children to love God, to bend the knee. That way you become and not begin. Because you have to get rid of the jinn. Right? And don't drink no jinn. And don't drink all these spirits. That's why they call them spirits. They're evil. And definitely don't drink and drive. That goes without saying. Can you bend the knee if you are drunk? No. But I have to bend the knee. Then you must not drink. And you must not get drunk. Because if you bend the knee when you are drunk and you don't know what you're saying, then that's not a way to be in front of God. Because when you bend the knee, who are you bending the knee to? To God. You want to stand in front of God saying, oh man, I'm so wasted, dude. I don't even know what I'm saying. And then, you know, he'll smack you. He doesn't have to do it. I'll smack you. You know, stop. I mean, it's just common sense. Well, do I have to be clean? Of course, you have to be clean. Taking care of your body is taking care of my mother. And I love my mother, as I explained to you, because if I'm putting Jesus into you and I put myself into you, then you become Mary, my mother. And as I explained to you before, is it okay if I just shoot these drugs up the veins of your mother, please? I'm like, no. No, you're not putting no drugs into my mother. Well, what about, can I snort some cocaine? You are not putting nothing up the nose of my mother. I mean, simple stuff. Just know that you are my mother, and I love my mother. Yes, I love you, but I also hate you if you hurt my mother. So, no drugs. Smoking cigarettes? No smoking cigarettes. At all, at any time, but I am going to do it with you. So, yesterday, we fasted from smoking. It drove me crazy. For 24 hours. First, we do it for 24 hours. Then we do it for 3 days. And then we do it for 7 days. I will do this with you. Until we no longer have to smoke. Because smoking cigarettes is evil. Because you are hurting my mother. My mother can't even stand the smell of smoke. She's on oxygen. And if you go near her and you smell like smoke, she starts coughing and all kinds of stuff. So Imagine if you put the smoke into her own body. So that's not acceptable. So no smoking, no getting drunk, and no drinking spirits. Just basic stuff. You know, everything that the Bible says, you know, woe to them that, you know, chase strong drink. Say, let's get it drunk tonight, and then tomorrow is going to be like today and even more. And then, especially my daughters, I don't want you drinking. The females, especially in college, and the young ones, you get drunk and then you end up with a guy and you get pregnant and now you want to have an abortion. You see, the road to sin often begins with drinking. Do you know how many people would drink in America? I mean, how many people would kill in America and get killed by drunk drivers? Millions. Millions. We kill millions everywhere because we get drunk. How crazy is that? Am I going to bring out abolition of drinking? We tried that back in the 20s, right? And it didn't work. No, what I'm going to do is give you an understanding of things. And then you're going to do what you must do. America must remove the evil from itself in order for it to become eternal. There are two United States. There's the current United States, and there's the best United States the United States can be. And that is not just in the United States, but also all over the earth. And it's in each and every one of us. Each one of us must become the absolute best person he is. And there is within you, just like there are many universes, within you there is the drug addict, and there's the bad husband, and there's the cheating wife, and there's the bad worker, but also there's the absolute best wife you can be. There's the absolute best student you can be. There's the absolute best architect you could be. Anytime you do a job, you must give it your best. Okay? Because that's all we need. That's the only thing that can be. Because that which is your best is what we are going to make eternal. And so if you are going on a long journey and you are going to be gone for a long time, you want to take with you all the tools, the food and the necessities and the sustenance that you need to carry you through that journey. And this journey that is eternity, the only thing you could take that is going to sustain you in eternity, otherwise you will really regret it, is the absolute best you. That's the only one you could take, because you could only take one. Now, some of you, I'm like, well, I'm going to take the drug addict. I'm like, you ain't going to make it. I'm letting you know right now. So, now this video is nowhere near as long as it should be. But if you watch this in combination with all the other videos, and if you share this all over the world without question, because you cannot question yourself, and I am each and every one of you. Now, how do I become better? Well, surprise, surprise, I become better when you all become better, because I am all of you and you are all of me. When you become better, I'll become better. Why do you think I have become so much better in the last week or two or three? The better I become, the better you become, the better I become, the better you become, the better I become. Do you understand? And when you lift me up, you lift yourself up. And when you put me as the King of America, King USA, 82, me, then you also become kings. You understand? But that's only, don't think that's the end. No, that's only the start of our adventure. Because we want our adventure to begin, but we can't begin with the Zen, and so we're just going to be. And then from there, I mean, the potential is unlimited. It's going to be fun. It's going to be exciting. Sorry again. And it's going to work. Going to be fun, it's going to be exciting, and it's going to work. We are going to cut down the evil branches. Now, some might say, well, maybe it's not branches of the government. We have to cut down a tree. I'm not talking about just any tree. The tree of the good and evil. If you show me that tree, we will cut down that tree. I'm not against you. I'm not against the senators and the representatives. I'm against the system. I'm against 666. I'm against homeless people. Not against the homeless. I'm against having homeless people. People with no jobs. People with no money. People with no potential. People with no IDs. People struggling. Working. No. In the United States, from now on, when I take over, you will work 4 days. And you will rest 3 days. Monday through Thursday. And then Friday, you're off. Saturday, everybody's off. So there are people who are going to work 4 days, and there are people who are going to work 3 days. If you work the 3 days of the weekend, you get the same salary of those who work 4 days. But the downside is that you're working on the weekend, you know? But you get compensated the same way as if you work 4 days. And I want to make sure that every family have time to spend with the family. That you're not running around all the time drinking and partying and working 5 days. And then, well, I work all week long. That way I could have a little bit of fun on the weekend. You don't spend a single day or hour with your children? No. So we're just going to make some common sense changes. We're going to make America the absolute best it can be. And the only way we could do that is by making each and every one of us, because us is the United States, the absolute best that we can be. If you have a problem with that, too bad. 54 is love. I love you.